Brent Adair Haptler, 46, has fled Bermuda and returned to Saskatchewan, skipping his sentencing hearing, Bermuda's Royal Gazette reported April 9. Haptler, who legally changed his name to Sir Brent Haptler and claimed to be third cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, was found guilty in Bermuda Magistrates Court on April 5 and was to be sentenced April 8 on charges of committing an indecent act and assault, but left Bermuda. Bermuda Magistrate Craig Attridge heard that he flew back to his native Saskatchewan and has not returned, said the Royal Gazette. Haptler, who had been on the island since last November, was given permission to leave Bermuda the day he was convicted April 5 because he had run out of cash to fund his stay. Victoria Greening, for the defense, said that her client flew home the following day, but couldn't find a way back to face sentencing, reported the Royal Gazette. She added that, while he claimed he had friends with private planes, none of them were willing to let him board. Alan Richards, for the Bermuda Crown, said on April 8 that Haptler deserved a short sharp shock of 3 months' imprisonment for his actions, reported the Royal Gazette. He said that both incidents, though on the lower end of seriousness, together crossed the threshold for a custodial sentence. He added that Haptler's lack of remorse, failure to appear for sentencing, and potential breach of his Canadian peace bond should all play a factor, reported the Royal Gazette. Defense told the court April 8 that Haptler's crimes were still on the lower end of seriousness, and that the peace bond, while binding in Canadian law, had no influence in Bermuda's jurisdiction. She also said that Haptler had offered to pay $2,000 towards any potential fines in case he couldn't return to Bermuda. Haptler's arrest in Bermuda. Haptler was arrested in Bermuda in November 2023 for masturbating in a public place. The charge stemmed from when Haptler was a guest at the Willowbank Resort in Southampton, Bermuda. He was also charged with assaulting a man at a hotel. Bermuda Police Service Corporate Communications Manager Gary Moreno had confirmed the charges with SASC today. Willowbank Resort in Bermuda was called in November 2023 for confirmation that Haptler was a guest. The clerk said, "Oh, is that the man from Canada?" and then added, "He left last week." When asked about Haptler's charges stemming from his stay at the hotel, the clerk said, "You have to talk to the police." In a phone interview in November 2023, Trevor Lindsay, journalist and owner of TNN in Bermuda, said that Haptler was forced to leave the hotel after he was arrested. He said Haptler had gone to another hotel afterwards and was turned away. During Haptler's trial in Bermuda in February, the Royal Gazette reported that a woman testified Haptler was looking in the direction of her daughter and granddaughter while performing the indecent act, and told her that he had an itch. Haptler under Canadian court conditions at time. On April 8, Bermuda court heard that Haptler was on a year-long peace bond at the time of his arrest, which had been ordered on November 15, 2023, by the Canadian Court of Lloydminster, Alberta, reported the Royal Gazette. The bond was binding no matter where in the world he was, and ordered that he be on good behavior and stay away from public pools, daycares and playgrounds, Bermuda court heard. Likewise, a law professor told SASC today in January that those conditions were binding, regardless of where in the world. While Canadian criminal law does not apply outside of Canada per se, e.g. he could not be prosecuted in Canada for offences committed in Bermuda or anywhere else, the courts have found that court-ordered conditions, such as those attaching to peace bonds, apply to the person regardless of location, said University of Alberta law professor Stephen Penny. So it is possible that he could be found in violation of those conditions by an Alberta court. Bermuda's Royal Gazette mentions SASC Today's reporting. Royal Gazette, in their April 9 story, extensively quoted SASC Today's coverage of Haptler saying, "Haptler's Bermuda case picked up traction in his native Saskatchewan, where the newspaper SASC Today published a story last Friday detailing his conviction and history. Fake royal. No proof found in Haptler's claims to be royalty. Haptler had legally changed his name to Sir Brent Adair Haptler and claimed to be third cousin to the now late Queen Elizabeth II. But after genealogy expert Xenia Stanford from Family Roots Tracer in British Columbia spent countless hours poring over family trees and archives trying to find any evidence that would prove Sir Haptalar's royal lineage, she came up empty-handed, saying no historical evidence proving Haptalar's claims could be found. Haptalar, and his lawyer, were given numerous opportunities to respond to these findings before they were published by SASC today, but neither responded. Stolen Valor Haptalar had also claimed that he was a sniper and a weapons tech in the military. He said after being recognized as third cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, he represented the monarchy at a military event in Wainwright, Alta. In August 2019, when asked, the Wainwright military base would neither confirm nor deny Haptalar's claim to have participated in their military event as a member of the monarchy. 3 months later, in October 2019, information about Haptalar appeared on Stolen Valor Canada. Stolen Valor said Haptalar claimed to have served in the Canadian Army from 1999 to 2003, and was a member of 1PPCLI, Joint Task Forces 1 and 2, Weapons Tech and Sniper. He claimed to have been deployed to the Balkans, Africa, Middle East and Central America and retired on a quarter pension, as a Master Corporal. He claimed to have a secret knighthood for his combat service in JTF-2 on operations in Venezuela. Stolen Valor said that the reality was, Sir Brent doesn't have a single day of CF service. Faced similar charges decades ago in Canada according to a February 17, 2000, story in the Prince George Free Press, Haptalar, then 22, was charged with 2 counts of committing an indecent act and exposing himself for a sexual purpose. The story states that on January 8, 2000, police received a report that a man had lured a 10-year-old girl into the washroom at the Elk Centre where he committed an indecent act. Haptalar was arrested and released on bail on strict conditions. He was barred from all fast food restaurants, the Elk Centre and all public places where young girls may frequent such as playgrounds. Following a trial in July 2000, one charge was dropped, and he was acquitted on the other charge, SASC. RCMP warns residents Haptalar high risk to re-offend in March 2023. Saskatchewan RCMP released Haptalar's photo to media and said that in the interest of public safety, they were warning residents of the Maidstone RCMP detachment area and surrounding communities that Haptalar had been charged with committing an indecent act and that he was at high risk to re-offend. Joy at Glacier Media. CA. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt SK today.